On this second Sunday of Lent, we reflect on the way of the cross leading to resurrection. We recall that Jesus lived at a time when brutal and ruthless Romans occupied Israel. Many religious leaders held tightly to the detailed observation of the law. Israel must have been a challenging place to live in at that time. Yet Jesus teaches the way of sacrificial love, especially toward the marginalized and needy of the world. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up a mountain near Nazareth, where he was transfigured in glory and accompanied by the ancient prophets Moses and Elijah. The disciples awakened to see Jesus' face shining like the sun and his clothes white as light. A voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, the Chosen One. Listen to him." In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul reminds Christians that many conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. They were not interested in sacrificial love, but were concerned about their own pleasure. Their God was their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. They occupied themselves with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from there we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly bodies to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him to bring all things into subjection to himself. Following Christ along the way of the cross does not end in ultimate destruction, but in the glory of the resurrection. Just as Jesus was transfigured on the mountain and revealed in his glory, we hope that we who follow Jesus along the way of the cross will ultimately arrive at the resurrection. But what is the way of the cross? We see the contrast between Jesus transfigured in glory on the mountaintop and Jesus hanging on a cross, bloodied, broken, and dying. The way of the cross is the way of sacrificial love. The way is summoned up in Jesus' words. "Whatever you did to the least of my brothers and sisters, that you did to me." Mother Teresa said, "I want to state clearly that I do not condemn those who struggle for justice. I believe there are different options for people of God. The most important thing to me is to serve the neediest of people. Should I devote myself to the struggle for justice when the most needy people would die right in front of me for lack of a glass of milk?" She also said, "The joy of the love of Jesus comes from sharing his sufferings. So do not allow yourself to be troubled or distressed, but believe in the joy of the resurrection. In all of our lives, as in the life of Jesus, the resurrection has to come. The joy of Easter must dawn upon us." Today in the Transfiguration, we see Jesus glorified, a glory promised in the resurrection to us who follow him. We hear the voice from the cloud, "Listen to him." We hear Jesus teaching us, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross every day and follow me."